Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
3958.
Ricky Valenzuela is back. Ricky Valenzuela, before he became Ricky Valens, the late, great Ricky Valens. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chip Bell, the author of Kaleidoscope, author of Sprinkles, author of 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. This man's forgotten more about how to love up a customer than anybody will ever know. If you want to find out how to get better at it, go to chipbell.com and hang out with him. You'll thank me later. Chip, thanks again for being here. Customers from hell or customers who've been through hell? What's the difference?
Yes, sir.
What's the difference?
Well, they look a lot alike. That's the thing we have to worry about. They look a lot alike. Here's the... You know, customers from hell are those very rare evil, one of the evildoers, as George Bush used to say,
right,
that have sort of sinister goals in mind. They, as we say in the South, they didn't get properly weaned.
That's right.
And so they're there to do evil for you. And I think those are the ones you want to just send to your competition, I guess, but or just make them available to the industry. But then there's a customer who's been through hell, you know, who's just a customer, who's a good customer, who's just having a bad day, and you're the one in the way.
Or you created that bad day.
Or you created that
problem.
I mean,
it's one of those people that everything's just, it was a perfect storm.
Yeah, perfect storm.
Nobody's fault, maybe, just exactly. Everything happened.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes they buy a product, they take their anger out on the product, this dang thing you sold me. But when it's a service,
right,
there's no object involved, so they
right,
take it out directly on the front line. But I think those are the ones that we need to especially love up on more and treat them with great respect and learn as much as you can about mm-hmm, what the issue is that has caused them to be acting like that.
Well, one of the things to me, if it's one of these situations where it's just a compounding thing that nobody did anything wrong. It's just was like the perfect storm. You know, that's when you need to love up customers more than any other time, because and that's when you go the extra mile, because that's the only way you can make it. You can convince them that you didn't do anything wrong. If it truly is one of those things, the world rotated wrong for you that day.
Right.
Fix you. You can go the extra mile on that.
Absolutely. You know, and there again, I think the way you treat them makes all the difference in the world in terms of beginning to, you know, it starts with that deep sense of humility and that sense of I'm so sorry this has happened.
And don't say it's not our policy. Leave policies out of it.
Customers do not care about your policy.
That's right.
They just want to get their needs met, and so I think it starts with. And to me, I like to tell folks the one of the most important words you can put in the word front of the word sorry is the word I'm. I am sorry.
Right.
Not we, the corporation. We aren't sorry. It's I'm sorry this has happened. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're the culprit. You caused the problem. It means you care and you're trying to communicate a sense. Because that customer is coming at you oftentimes looking for a fight. They're kind of angry. And we need to signal to them right up front, there's no fight here. You're trying to dissipate that anger and start by saying, I'm so sorry this happened. I can see how this has upset you. I'd feel that same way if it happened
right,
to me. So that empathy you bring, the identification that you bring creates a greater sense of kinship. And because I like to say, you know, when a customer's very, really, really upset, they're sort of temporarily insane. I mean, there's nothing rational about it. And about the only way we can get them out of temporary insanity is to communicate. There's nothing to be defensive about here.
Right.
You know?
And you know, another thing, I've done. I mean, I've been the cause of
sure,
things spinning out of control.
Right.
And what I have done in the past, I've said, ma'am, this is all my fault. I did this. I'm sorry. Can I start over?
Exactly.
I've actually said that. Would you let me start over and let me see if I can't get this thing headed in the right direction?
Exactly.
It's amazing how that'll diffuse people.
And it makes a big difference. And I think.
But you got to be sincere. You can't play a game.
Yeah. No. You got to be real with it. One of the principles behind all that is to remind folks that anger is not a primary behavior. Anger is a secondary behavior.
Right.
The primary behavior is fear. And so, you know, they may not be fearful of you, but they're fearful of being a victim of some sort or, you know, losing something. And so if we respond to them, almost like a child who's come in our room late at night having a bad dream.
Right.
Well, you don't say, you know, it's just a dream, go back to bed. You're empathetic, you're understanding.
Right.
And I think if we come from that perspective, then we're more apt to get that customer out of that sort of state, and then they can problem solve with you and tell you what they really need and help you figure out a solution that meets their need.
I want to bring one more thing up. You said about the customer who's evil.
Yeah.
I walked into a place one time and I said, "How's business?" She said, "Fine, except for this customer from hell I'm having to deal with." I said, "You should never have a customer from hell."
No.
She said, "Why?" I said, "You're not charging them enough."
Well, exactly.
And you said let them go somewhere else. If you charge them enough, if you charge them more, it'll either be worth it or they'll go somewhere else.
Or they'll go somewhere else. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's not wrong to say to a customer, you know, we may not be best for you.
Right.
There may be somebody else more suited to meet your needs than we are.
And then resist saying have a good life at the end.
Exactly.
Hey, Chip, I need your website, please.
Exactly. You know,
ChipBell.com?
ChipBell.com.
Come back real soon.
I'll do it, Jim. Always fun to be with you.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. 10 great years with Chip. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.